This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm wearing my, whether you like it or not, I'm wearing my Russia Made Me Do It. We haven't heard much about Russia lately, have we? Anyway, I am Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually being part of the solution. I really truly need you to be part of the solution as well. And as I say to you pretty much every night, every day, every time we get together, if you're not paying attention, if you're not getting information, if you're not getting informed, and you're just spewing your party line, you're no better than the ones you're complaining about. And really, that goes for both sides. So the bottom line was, if you do not get informed before you engage, you make us look, you make us all look like fools. So get your information. I look at, if you get it from this show, I love it. That's great. Thank you so much. But if there's somebody else that you really, really enjoy, you enjoy listening, although I can't imagine anybody you'd like listening to more than me. But if there's any other show that you really enjoy listening to, I get it. Listen to them. Get informed. Make sure they're telling you the truth, though. All right? Seriously, make sure they're telling you the truth. Again, I'm going to keep saying it to you. Otherwise, you know better than they are. All right. The president has released, this is good, has released an ad comparing Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Because they want you to know, he wants you to know, which I think he's right on with, there's no difference in these guys. They're one and the same. Take a listen and take a look. Anytime you're ready. Yeah. Always works out well, doesn't it? Don't you love technology? Anyway, here, let's give it a shot.
Compare Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders on the issues. Both support sanctuary cities. Both support raising taxes on the middle class. Both support free health care for illegal immigrants. Both support eliminating all fossil fuel use, like oil and gas. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, a big government socialist and a big government liberal. They're more alike than you think, but at least Bernie remembers his positions.
That was good. You know what? It's the truth, because Joe keeps popping back. And frankly, it doesn't necessarily matter that he's got some kind of condition. He's doing a political game, too. At least he started off where he didn't remember some of the things that he did, some of the things that he voted on. And the one thing I've always said about Bernie over the years, at least the man tells you what he's going to do. There's no guessing with Bernie. Geez, I wonder if he'll pay for all the debt for college kids. You don't have to wonder. Take the word wonder. Bernie will pay off all the debt of all the college kids. It's that simple. Bernie will shut down, would have shut down, all private insurance companies. Because the government can do a much better job. Just check out the VA. This is nuts. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I think the fight needs to start now. I wouldn't even, I don't care that the coronavirus is happening, and I don't mean that. You know how I mean that. Speaking of which, did you hear that Fauci finally says that what conservative, look at, I've been telling you this since it started. I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert, but I've been telling you since day one. These numbers don't make sense. And now you're hearing on a regular basis, the models were wrong, this was wrong, that was wrong. You know, Kimberly Moran, who comes on Mondays, told you. I mean, she's been doing data for years. That this does not jive, this doesn't work. In an appearance on MSNBC Wednesday, Obamacare architect and public health expert, Ezekiel Emanuel, he sounded a clarion call. He said, it could be a year and a half until life gets back to normal. Realistically, COVID-19 will be here for the next 18 months or more. We'll not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications. Wrong. Sorry. Not buying. No, you can't sell me that T-shirt. I mean, think about it. You're saying that maybe in 18 months we'll be back to normal? Look at the numbers. This is not the epidemic that the Hong Kong flu was, for God's sakes. And I remember I kept bringing up the Ebola scare, right? Under Obama, we were going to lose millions of people. At least 8 million. We ended up losing 30,000 people. Now, I'm not saying that's okay. But it's a far cry from a million. We can't trust you anymore. We can't trust the government anymore. How are people supposed to find work if this goes on for more than a year, year and a half? Well, you know, the government will pay you away, right? They're telling you, stay home, sit on the couch, we'll take care of everything. Sounds painful, but Emanuel made it clear that he thought it was for the best. Now, one thing I've learned as a cancer doctor is that it's wrong to paint an overly rosy picture in order to maintain a patient's hope. It's wrong because it fails. Really? I thought there were a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, that survived cancer. Right? Matter of fact, I hear from we've got stories after story after story. I hear from doctors all the time that if you maintain a positive attitude, you keep it a positive light, it works. People recoup faster. Zoe Rachel joins me after the break. Maybe he can help me. I'm just totally confused. We'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to Joe Messina on The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on. Finally today, you know, we've been saying, a lot of us have been saying this for a while, right? The coronavirus basically has flatlined, right? All the hype, all the noise, the millions of bodies that were going to be in the street, all that, you know, sad, terrible stuff. They do this. And I still believe, although unlike what's her name over there at Fox News, come on, Zoe, help me out. What was her name? Who's the woman that was fired?
I don't watch that stuff. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
That's why I call you to find out this stuff.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, sure.
That's why I call your show.
Yeah, we're both going down, bro. You're calling here for information.
Your fault.
So, Trish Regan. That was it. So Trish Regan got fired because she called us out early on. She said, look, not that the virus doesn't exist, not that people aren't dying from it, but this is being way overblown to take the president down. And all these models were put in place, and we heard about all this information that was going down, and there was going to be, what, a million people were going to die plus. And what did they say today? This thing is kind of flatlined, plateaued. We really don't have to worry about it. Not that we don't have to worry about it, but it's not this big epidemic in the streets where bodies lying everywhere. And we've been saying this for a long time. And now Fauci, whatever his name is, he comes out and he says, "Yeah, we may have been a little high on this thing." And anyway. So, Zoe Rachel joins me, and always your favorite show for me, the Zopian Den. I can see a bunch of you sitting around with these little water pipes, you know, what are they called, the water bongs, you know, and just kind of enjoying yourself.
Well, in the Zopian Den, it's the holy hookah. We load that up with the gospel. Nothing else. We only get high on the most high. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I got it. I got up. I'm good with you. Yeah, you can smoke the word, right? I mean, seriously.
That's right, because it's supposed to be like, you know, a sweet aroma that goes into the Lord.
See?
You know, when you're,
and you,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Can't be an aroma if you ain't burning it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So anyway, improper intro, but you. Tell people where they can find you now before we get rolling here and I forget all about it.
I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, where they can catch my online anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zopium Den. They can also catch the Zoloft, which I'm in Zoloft mode right now because I'm editing my next piece. So, after we wrap up, I'll go ahead and get back to that and hopefully release it tomorrow. And they can also catch my efforts to rock the gospel with my music project, 20 Pound Sledge.
You know, go back to your Zoloft and you're putting that up on YouTube, right? Correct when you're done?
Yeah, I'm down to YouTube now because Facebook, they delete. Whenever I put up a new Zoloft video, they delete them because they really hate those.
It's terrible. And people don't realize, I say it at night, and some of my longtime listeners say, sometimes I sound like I'm begging, but I'm not. I'm trying to get people to understand, look, they took money out of our pockets, YouTube, Facebook, or what have you. When we can't get our message out there, it's a big deal. And they're doing it to you and many, many others, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed they are, man. And we've been saying it for a long time. It's like, look, man, we can only keep, calling these people out in their own backyard for so long before they yank the rug out from underneath us. And they did it to me, years ago. You know, like when people like say, when they hear me talking about shadow banning or like join the club, I was like, man, I was in the club before it ever had a name. It's like, I've been here. What you talking about? Welcome to the club. I've been here. It's a sad thing, and they do it because they're cowards, and they can't handle, they can't help handle people, disturbing their narrative.
Right. Well, I mean, the truth is hard to push back on. A shameless plug, but it is my show. But my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, there's an actual chapter in there that talks about the fact that they have to lie to win. And I've always said, if you have the right product, if you have the right thing, if you have something that's good, you don't have to lie about it. It'll speak for itself. You don't have to play games with it.
That's true, man. I mean, on the flip side of that, man, like crack sells itself. And sometimes people are very attracted to stuff that's bad for you. And that's an unfortunate thing, too, that we're dealing with. And for instance, what is it, the Washington Post, right? What's their slogan? Democracy dies in darkness. And I'm like, that's a lie. Because with Democrats, democracy thrives in darkness, and they use the media to keep people in darkness, and that's where these monsters thrive.
Yep. No, listen, we've got, thank God that some of these doctors, some of these nurses, some of these professionals now are coming forward and saying, hey, look, the numbers they're reporting are bigger than what they are. They have a Minnesota doctor that just came out, and he called out the coronavirus people, and the death counts is being totally whacked because the guidelines are wrong. I mean, anybody who dies of any kind of respiratory illness or pneumonia type of thing, they're calling it a coronavirus death. So we don't know what the real numbers are. We have no clue at all at this point in time. We just have people, I mean, A friend of mine was in the store the other day. He didn't have a mask on. He had his 6 feet and all that. And the guy actually turned around in front of him with a mask on and basically said, you know, guys like you are going to, you know, wipe out society. Or it's because of guys like you that we're not going to be able to get rid of the sickness. And he couldn't hold himself. He looked at him and said, yeah, and Darwinism will take care of you. Don't worry about it. But we're walking around like a bunch of lemmings. I mean, everything the government tells you, the people around you fear, right? What did fear do to God's people?
Right, right. Now, on the flip side of this, now, I'll be the first one to say, hey, better safe than sorry.
Right.
And my biggest concern with the virus, when this stuff started coming out, man, you know, and I said on the outset, you know, when this stuff really started to take hold, I said, it's not the virus itself that I'm worried about. It's people's reaction to it.
Yep.
And how people will treat it, whether they're going to overreact to it or whether they're going to underreact to it. You know, bottom line is all of it's kind of dangerous rather than just having a balance, you know, and that's the thing that concerned me the most. And I didn't, and it's another thing that gave me reservations about this stuff, man, is, of course, the government overstep, how the government is going to respond to the people on it, how the people are going to expect the government to do this or that on it, and people doing, the bigger thing, man, is people doing things to give the government the idea that they should intervene to the degree that they have. You know, I'm like, man, just, you know, folks, we're supposed to be a self-governing people, you know, be on our P's and Q's. The government is just supposed to be protecting us and make sure that we don't cross each other and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, there's responsibilities that we're supposed to have, you know, and please don't give the government excuses. They'll take an inch and they'll run a mile with it. Yep. Don't give them an excuse to think that they got to fully police us on this.
Yep. No, I agree with you, and we're looking to, and again, you may not agree with me on this, and you're not going to hear it until we come back from the break. Jeremy, senior host, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe after this. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
President Trump sounding optimistic about the U.S. economic outlook at the daily White House coronavirus briefing. He also talks about the grim reality of how many people have passed away after becoming infected with the virus.
We're at the lower end of the curve in terms of death, which is a terrible word, a terrible dark word that we've experienced like nobody's ever seen before in this country. Well, but when you look at the lower levels of 100, lower prediction levels of 100, 120,000 to 220,000, or if we did nothing up to 2.2 million people, we're looking at a much lower level than the level of, I hope, than the level of 100,000.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
I turned the mic on. I can actually get back on. Joe was in your host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We could watch live, listen live, take the poll. And you know, if you want a text alert that we're going live, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I don't send them out every night. I figure you're big boys, big girls. Put it in that calendar thing that you have in your hand all the time. It's called a smartphone. Use it for what it's worth. Oh, my God. I think we've been so dumbed down by those things. But that's a story for another night. Zoe Rachel joins me. He is the host of Zopian Den, Bronze Serpent Media, and Zoloft. Boy, that's hard on the tongue. How you doing, bro? What's up?
I guess if you try to say them all at the same time, yeah, it'd be a little bit of a tongue twister. Right?
But you got a lot going on.
I'm trying to stay busy, man. You know, trying to keep my dog paddle on against trying to be drowned out. But yeah, I'm trying to hang there.
I know. You know what? It's not just, and people need to understand something. It's not just the political. Excuse me, the political conversation that's getting squelched on Facebook and YouTube and all those other places, any kind of religious, and I won't say any kind, because if you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or what have you, yeah, you got free reign. But if you're a Christian or Jew, for that matter, not so much. No gonna happen, right? I mean,
right.
They're squelching us everywhere, aren't they? And
that's the way it's been.
Yeah, so listen, we were talking over the break about the churches that are opening and the pastors want to do their thing. They want to preach the word, and we've got police departments going in and shutting these guys down.
Right.
And I've got two things going on. One is we're in Los Angeles County. We are not allowed to gather in Los Angeles County. So even if you live two doors down, I said, Joe, come on up. Let's do a little Bible study. You know, just you, me, and a few other people in the neighborhood here, maybe five or six or eight of us. That's illegal. They can come into my house, and they can give us tickets, and if we keep it up, they can go ahead and arrest us after that. So I'm really concerned when they're able to go to these churches, and you know, a lot of these churches are not mega churches, and that's what people think. When you start talking about them going to a church, you think, oh, well, yeah, it's because there's 1,000 people in there. I'm in an area where there's 80 houses of worship, but a lot of the churches are 50 or 60 people. So give me your thoughts on this. I mean, are the pastors way off in wanting to do this, or should we be allowed to exercise our freedom of speech rights?
Well, you know, the thing about our rights, you know, it's like we get so caught up with our rights and what our ideas of rights are that sometimes we forget to do the right thing. It's like just because you have the right to do something or what you assume is a right doesn't mean that maybe you should do it.
That's right.
You know, it's like, you know, when people say that I've got the right to have an abortion. Yeah, I guess, you know, with legislation you do, but is it the right thing? You are compromising somebody else's rights when you do that, but you got to, but of course they don't believe that. So as far as they're concerned, they're right about what they think their rights are. So that's, I mean, that's where we're at. We're at this impasse of what people think is right with their rights and whatnot. People gathering in their, now, like if the police are going to come into a church, right? This is like the Pharisees that are coming to harass Jesus. It's the same thing. All right, so you got people who are gathering. Look, if people are going to gather at church, they do have the right to gather at church. And I'll set aside whether it's the right thing to do or not. But it's ridiculous to come and serve a citation or come and arrest people or come to break up a church. Because in order for the police to do that, guess what they got to do? They got to violate social distancing to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? Well, police, do you have on protective gear and all that sort of stuff? Well, the people who are gathering in church, what if they got on protective? What if they got on face masks? So they're, if they're acquiescing, and I don't even want to say compliant. Like, say, for instance, there's some very well-respected church pastors or church leaders who are complying with it. I mean, not complying with it, or who are acquiescing to it. Acquiescing meaning that I agree with what you're saying, but it's not the state that I am obeying. It's God himself. You know, and sometimes God says, go into the house, right? Oh,
yep. Yeah. And look at, we are supposed to gather together. We are supposed to lift each other up. We are supposed to, just share the gospel with each other. And it's, we are supposed to share with the unsaved, but we're also supposed to edify each other by sharing the gospel and sharing the stories about Christ and how you and I have been blessed by God and by being obedient to his word. I think this is almost feels to a degree like they're going out of their way to keep us apart. I mean, come on. I went to Lowe's today, right? There's more people at Lowe's than there are at my church on Sunday, for God's sakes. And there's no, I mean, right? And there's no big red X's on the floor, and nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody's getting drug out in handcuffs. Go ahead.
No, I mean, so basically, what the state has said to the nation is that church is non-essential. Even though our free religious exercise is the first right of the First Amendment, you know, even though our liberties are stamped with this seal of God himself, the one who gave us these things, the one who endowed us with these things, but somehow, despite all that, the church has become a non-essential, that we don't have the freedom. So, see, I do have a problem with that, and I do have a problem with government making this overreach, because it's hard to get them to walk these things back once they do it. Now, just, if I may say really quick also, maybe, and I'm playing devil's advocate here,
uh-oh,
because we're seeing this curve starting to flatten and stuff like that, and we're seeing maybe the virus isn't a big deal. I'll ask this question to you. Could it be, because of the measures that people have taken to socially distance and all that sort of stuff, that has given the virus less of an opportunity to jump from one person to another, maybe because of these, you know, maybe extreme stances that we take on? Because, I mean, it's good, man, that we haven't torn our economy apart and gone in and looted. Like I said in one of my videos, man, it's like, hey, the economy must not be in too bad. But we go into the stores and we see that the shelves are, like, wiped off. And they were wiped off by people buying stuff instead of looting them.
Stealing. Well, wait a minute. Don't get crazy, because in L.A., they were stealing stuff out of the smaller grocery stores. And the police were told, don't arrest anybody because you might spread. I mean, think about that. Can you imagine? You don't need a gun. You see the cops show up and go, hey, I got corona, but stay out there.
See, now, that's my point. Like, the cops, they're kicking people out of jail. They don't want to arrest anybody, but they don't want people going into the church. That's totally backwards, man. It's so backwards. And because, man, don't get me wrong, because when I say I'm playing devil's advocate, I really mean it. I'm just wanting people to examine both sides of the thing. It's like, really, before we make sure, let's make sure that we're not coming at this with a rebellious spirit, and make sure that we're leaning on the word of God, acquiescing to the state, but obeying the word of God and making sure. But when you look at it, man, it is ridiculous that you'll let people go from prison because you're afraid of contacting, but you're not going to let people go to church? That doesn't make any sense.
Look at downtown Los Angeles, okay? You got a mayor that says if you don't wear a mask because you might spread this disease, and remember, it's a virus. It's not a disease. It's a virus, right? So you might spread this virus, and it's terrible. But yet, in downtown L.A., at Los Angeles City Hall, they have diseases that we haven't seen in decades that were eradicated. Because why? Because the mayor is allowing people to crap and urinate on the lawn there and do all kinds of crazy stuff, and that he was okay with. This is why I say to you, I have a very hard time with this, that I believe that these guys are up to no good. I believe this is a satanic-driven thing. And there's another thing going on here that I know you and I can talk about, is that it's almost like we've forgotten that who's the power in the universe? It's our God, right? So you're telling me that if you're having a moment and you say, Joe, I need somebody to come over and pray with me, or I need somebody to come over and share the word with me, that God's not going to protect us when you and I come together to pray or do whatever? Seriously, have we forgotten this?
Indeed, man. Now, let me posit this to you. It's like, true, God is the God of the universe, but the devil is the prince and the power of the air.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're dependent on the air that he rules to live. So, of course, we say that, well, doesn't God supersedes all that, right? But God almost kind of works like, let's say that God is the president, right? And the devil is like the governor. Now, we don't want the presidents to come in and micromanage a state where we have a governor. Now, at some point, the governor, if he just keeps stepping out of line with the people's rights, then, yeah, the president has to come in and intercede in that state, yes. But a lot of times when it happens, guess what happens? The people end up hating the president for it. The president violated his office by coming in and violating people's states' rights and stuff like that. Well, see, that's what we're kind of like dealing with God and the devil. The devil is like the governor here. And if God was to come in and intervene with what the devil is doing, despite how much people say that they want, the oppression lifted and stuff like that, they would hate God for it. And this has been proven in the Word of God. Just like with the Israelites, right? They wanted to be liberated from Egypt, and they were liberated. And the second they were liberated, they cursed Moses for it.
Look what you did to us. I always say they were like 17-year-old brats, right? Gimme, 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 gimme. I want. You give it to them, you go, what'd you do that for? Now I have to go pay for it myself. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Zoe and I are going nowhere for the moment. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And the chat room, texting and tweeting and being... You can only do that if you have long hair, though. You know that, right?
I'm honorary, man. I'm an honorary long hair. I cut my hair. I had hair down in a little bit on my back, so I could still...
Ooh, I had the Donny Osmond look in the 70s with the platform shoes and the polyester suit, you know, a leisure suit, right?
Nice.
Big lapel.
Yeah, man.
And nobody, and I know some of my old friends listen to the show, you better not have any pictures of me in those suits. God bless. Oh, you basically would throw up for 2 days if you saw me in those suits, for sure.
Anyway. I'll bet that stuff was rocking.
You know, and they try to bring that stuff back. They do these, like, 70s weekends. I'm like, I spent my whole life trying to get away from that stuff. Don't do this to me. Anyway.
Not me.
Host of the Zopian... God, you're a sick man. Zopian Denim, Broad Serpent Media, and Zoloft. And so where can they catch these shows? Where can they find you? And I know they can find you on YouTube. Well, right now, pretty much that's YouTube is it for you. Sorry to hear that, but
right.
There you go.
Well, the all-in-one spot for me is bronzeserpentmedia.com, and like I said, they'll catch the Zoloft, the Zopium Dim, my music project 20-pound sledge, and you know, and hopefully I'll be able to bring some other creative means to promote truth on there too.
You know, you were I'm going to go sideways on you for a minute, and you were in Gosnell the movie, okay? And
yeah.
We're talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ. I am anyhow, and how sometimes they miss the mark, and there's, you know, things going on. You know, in that movie, the thing that stood out the most to me was it was a Christian neighborhood, if you would. There were a lot of Christians, a lot of people, quote-unquote, of faith in the area. At least that's what I got out of the movie. And yet this guy was allowed to operate the way he was operating. Where was the noise? Where was the backlash? Where were the pastors? Did you get into any of that? Did you learn anything, history or all about the area?
Well, you know, the thing is, and it's reflective of a lot of areas. You know, you can go into, like, the inner city and whatnot, and, you know, you'll see churches everywhere. And, you know, people at church on Sunday and all that sort of stuff. But what happens is that if they're taught, you know, the wrong, if they're taught scriptures incorrectly, then that's kind of what you end up with. And, you know, a lot of people are taught that Jesus is just this all-accepting hippie, you know, who understands and who's okay with what it is that you're going to do. And it's like, man, you did not read the word. If Jesus was some all-accepting God and stuff like that, do you think that he would leave his comfortable throne to come down here to get tortured and killed for the stuff that we're doing? He doesn't accept any of this. No. And when he's coming back for what people continue to do against what he's decreed, he's coming back for, like, you know, he's coming back a little ticked off. So
there's a comedian that's gonna, that used to say years ago, he used to say, you know what? You know all those aborted babies? They're coming back, and they ain't going to be happy. All right?
Right.
You're talking millions and millions of these. But, you know, no, seriously, I am, because we were talking about a little bit during the break about, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, they've got, I want to say they've got the right heart, but they won't study. They won't pay attention. Nobody's saying you've got to open the Bible 6.5 hours a day and know every word and what it means and where the commas are. But open it up once in a while, read it and get an understanding. You know, Christ tells us to study to show yourself approved, right? So study it a little bit. Understand what the words mean. And then maybe, you know, to your point earlier, and I think we went over it too fast, which is, you need to be concerned. You need to do the right thing. You know, God gave us science for a reason, so we could understand, so we could learn, so we could be safe. And but you don't act out of fear.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's it right there, man. It's because right there, because that from there we're answering the fear. You know, there's having a healthy concern and stuff like that. And once again, if you've got that concern, you take it to the Lord. You take it to the Prince of Peace and get understanding from him so you can make calm, rational decisions. That's how we're supposed to do things. But you're right, man. It's people acting out of fear. Or, you know, and then you have those who act, I guess, as far as they're concerned, they're acting fearlessly. You know, and there's extremes between both sides. And, so, just like I said, we can't stress enough. And just, man, take it to prayer. Take it to the Lord. Okay. You know, he is the peace that surpasses all understanding. He is the one who's gonna make you lie down in that green grass. He's gonna lead you by the still waters. He's gonna help you to keep your head right, so you can act right. You know, do right.
Oh yeah. I look at this stuff, and again, you remember that scene from Home Alone where the kid's running up and down the hall and he's screaming like his hair's on fire because he put that stuff on his face, right? He put the lotion on his face, right?
Right.
And it's like, I see that scene, and I remember, and I see that. It's like us sometimes when we're running around and Dad's standing at the top of the stairs going, hey, come here. It's all right. Come here. Let's get right. But it's what we do. We run around because we don't know Scripture. We don't understand, you know, who we are to God. We really
right.
don't understand who we are to God, that we're his kids, that he came looking for us. You know, mm-hmm. we're pseudo-preaching here. But it's the truth. We forget. We think like God's so far off.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't, right? Oh, my God. He's God. You can't talk
yeah.
to him.
No. It's like, you sure can. You sure can talk to him. Be careful if you hear something talking back. But, I mean, yeah, you can talk to him. And, you know, but Just speaking of, you know, things like when people go into church and they learn these things, and for some reason their community is like, you know, you were talking about the Gosnell movie. It's like, how can you guys have churches and be God-fearing, but this stuff is going on in your neighborhood and stuff like that? You know, I think we were talking a little bit earlier about the pastor that had his... They're trying to keep him in Florida. What's I think Howard Brown or something like that. And, you know, when they're teaching things like what is it, holy laughter? I don't recall reading anything like that in the Bible. But a person is able to build like a mega church off of stuff like that. And the thing is, man, I'll bet that he borrowed that from Eastern religious philosophies, man, like I think Hinduism and the yoga practices, because they have things like that. They have, like, you know, things like the Kundalini exercises, and when they're trying to get a sensation of floating, they start laughing, like whole lots of laughter, to get themselves in like this, you know, really what's that word I'm looking for? Levity, right? Levity is going to be like the source of their levitation. And so they start and they feel like they can levitate through the power of laughter. So it's like, man, are you leaning on stuff like that and trying to implement that into your, you know, your so-called curriculum for your audience? And this, none of this stuff is biblical, but that's, you know, the church suffers, you know, because of these false doctrines.
No, but we have to use our sense too. I have plenty of people that, you know, will talk to me and they'll say, I'm not giving my money to the pastor. And I said, really? Does Malachi say go give the money to your pastor because he's going to do what he wants? You're supposed to be smart too. If you're tithing at the church, remember, once you tithe and that money goes to that pastor, he's supposed to do the right thing for it. He's accountable. You've been obedient to God. However, if you see him putting together a harem, okay, and that kind of thing, and then you need to rethink. First of all, you shouldn't be sitting there being taught by that guy, number one, but you're really supposed to use your sense a little bit, okay? When Jimmy Jones threw the Bible over the altar and said, you don't need this, I have arrived, I'm here, right? I mean, if you're a true Christian, a true believer, and you truly know his voice, right then and there, you should have got up and walked out. But they didn't do that. People followed that man to their death because it wasn't God they were following. They were following the man behind the pulpit. I think that's the same problem today to a big degree.
And let's remind folks that Jim Jones was a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
Democrat. So when Democrats try to say that we Republicans drank the Kool-Aid, it's like,
you really drank the Kool-Aid. Oh, my heart. And my heart goes out to those people because so many of those people believe, you know, they believe in that guy. They build a relationship with the guy. And that's why, you know, again, not picking on anybody, you know, in particular. What was the other fellow that was caught in the hotel with the hookers? Twice. Not once, but twice. Jimmy Swaggart.
Swaggart, right?
And every week he talked about the evil, dark sins of having, you know, sex with prostitutes. And I'm thinking, after about the fifth or sixth time, and again, I'm not beating on him. We've all got our issues. But going, a man that's teaching that much on one thing, he's got a problem with prostitutes, okay?
Either that, he's an expert. I guess maybe he was showing that he's truly qualified to speak on subject. He's like, look, I know the power of temptation. I know
it. But... And that's it. That's the problem. So you don't follow the man. And again, you kind of check the word. My old pastor, my favorite saying of his was, look, don't believe me. Don't sit here because it rolls off my tongue. It's got to be gospel truth. Check the book. I'm giving you guidelines to work with. Check the book.
That's right.
And his other favorite saying was, look, if you don't like what I'm saying, send a book. Take it up with the author. This kind of thing. So, but again, I think that seeing what's happened, seeing how we've been led down this path, and I'm talking believers and non-believers for this country and what this country actually stood for, it does concern me. But you've only got about 30 seconds to respond, so tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. I got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, and 20 Pounds Ledge. Hope you guys come in.
Always have a good time. You got to check them out. All right. Always have a good time with you, Zo. Listen, next hour, we got a representative from Oregon. All right. And I'm telling you, Bill Post, Representative Bill Post is going to be on. He's been there for a long time. Not Oregon, Washington. Let's find out what's going on up there. Another one of those progressive states. We'll be back in a few minutes.